Most people don't understand that today, one half of American workers have no retirement or pension fund from their employer. None. All they have is Social Security. So increasingly, Social Security becomes the retirement and pension system of the United States. That's why it's so important to keep it intact. The way to measure federal expenditures, as the senator knows, is in outlays. Here's 06. Here's what was outlaid last year for entitlement programs. 53.2% of everything spent by the federal government went for programs like Social Security and Medicare. Obviously, that's the biggest amount. The projection is that by 2016, these outlays will go to 60.4% of everything the federal government outlays, with interest on the debt being 7.9%. Look at the bulk of expenditure that cannot be controlled. This is defense discretionary, which will be down to 16.6%. It's at about 20% today. And non-defense discretionary will only be 15% of everything that is spent. So this part is growing. Now let me translate that into dollars for you. In Social Security, $4.6 trillion is necessary over the next 75 years. For Medicare, $8.7 trillion is necessary over the next 75 years. Now, the bottom line is this: growing cash flow deficits, as the senator has pointed out, exhausts the Medicare Trust Fund in 2018, and Social Security reserves will be overcome in 2040. So we've got to address the problem now. The longer we wait, the more difficult it becomes. Now, this is kind of the third rail. No one wants to touch it. And Democrats are very pleased because we believe we have beaten back the president's privatization effort. We want to keep it intact. Senator Domenici and I believe most of the Republicans want to keep Social Security intact. So how do we do it? We've taken the example that the Greenspan Commission set in the 1980s and created a commission that would include experts in the field of finance, much like the Greenspan Commission. And the commission's mandate would be to direct and implement an actuarial review periodically, every 5 years, in Medicare and Medicaid. In other words, they'd hire independent actuaries. They would go out, they would study the system every 5 years, and they would recommend to the Congress what it would take to keep that system in balance. We know there are about 10 to 15 different things you can do with Social Security. They would recommend a package to the Congress. And then within the Senate, there would be expedited review of that package within 120 days. Filibuster rights would be protected. The right of amendment would be protected. But the Congress would have before it a major package on how to, in some years, perhaps just tweak the system. In other years, it might be some more major reforms. The goal is to keep the systems intact, but not let them essentially go belly up. So this is what we're trying to do. We think we've hit upon a good proposal, and hopefully we will be able to mount a major campaign to see that this proposal is adopted within the Senate.